following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Martinez in a gun. Tanner Legate in the backfield with him along with Roy Helu. Snap back to Martinez. Takes a handoff, keeps it himself, 40, 35, Martinez, 30, there he goes, 20, 15, 10, 5, you betcha, touchdown, Nebraska, and Tanner Martinez, welcome to Huskerland.
Darnold in the gun with Robinson off to his left. Austin, back in the pocket, now being flushed out, Arnott throws it downfield, intercepted, Eric Hague, intercepted at the Nebraska 43-yard line. Third and 14 from the 28. Snap back to Martinez. He has it. Steps, throws, pass. McNeil makes a catch. First down of the 45. Terrific throw and catch.
Kenny to the near side. McNeil fall to the far side. A snap back. The handoff to Burkhead. He's in. Touchdown. Nebraska Rex Burkhead rumbles in there. His third touchdown of the year. And Nebraska's grabbed a 6-0 lead.
Gilbert is in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Holds. Has time. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. Looking to run is Gilbert to the 45. Oh, he gets blocked out. David. Oh, my goodness. What a hit by Lavonte David.
Snap back to Tater. Takes the handoff. Tater keeps it himself. He's off to the races. Down a far boundary to the 40, to the 50, to the 40. Nobody's going to catch Tanner Martinez. He's in there for 6 points on the first play of the second half.
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won 31-30.
So Paul Rhodes gambled, tried to throw a pass out in the flat. Eric Hague knocked it away, and the Huskers have survived in overtime in Ames 31-30. Enderle pitches. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line. Tater fakes the handoff. There it goes. Tater around the right side to the 50, to the 40. Martinez to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Tater Martinez. Nebraska leads it 9-0. Back to throw is Enderle. Holding, sets, throws, pass, picked off. Intercepted Gomes. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. It's a pick six. Touchdown for Nebraska.
In motion's Marlowe. Rex turns, takes a handoff, looking to make a jump pass. Now rolling to the far side. In hot pursuit are a couple of Buffaloes. Burkett now tosses it in there. Touchdown to Kyler Reed. He ran parallel of the line of scrimmage and then just flipped it over the top of the defenders to Kyler Reed for 6 more points.
Tater gets the shotgun snap. Here comes a blitz. Martinez able to loot it. Looks downfield, throws it wide open as Reed makes a catch to the 5. Touchdown Nebraska. Tanner Martinez able to buy time. Reed was wide open down the near boundary. 33-yard score. Nebraska leads it 13-0. And Martinez rolls to the near side looking to throw. Launches a pass downfield. Complete McNeil. 40, 30. He's off to the races. 20, 15, 10. He's caught. Knocked down around the 3-yard line. 63-yard pickup. First and goal, Big Red.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Tanner Martinez. An 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
Kenny to the near side. McNeil fall to the far side. A snap back. The handoff to Burkhead. He's in. Touchdown. Nebraska. Rex Burkhead rumbles in there. His third touchdown of the year. And Nebraska's grabbed a 6-0 lead. And off to Burkhead, picking his way forward, still fighting forward, still on his feet, 10-5, touchdown, oh my, what a sensational run by Rex Burkhead, who just refused to go down, and he finds pay dirt.
Brandon Kenny set to the near side, Niles Paul to the far side, snap back to Cody Green, steps up, looks, guns, pass, headed toward the end zone, Niles Paul makes a catch, touchdown Nebraska, Cody Green hooks up with Niles Paul, 6 more points on the board for the Big Red. Cody in the gun on 3rd and 12 from the 33, snap back to Green. Has time. Sets throws down a middle pass. Caught it 10-10. Reed has it down to the 4-yard line. So Kyler Reed makes a huge catch at the 4-yard line. 28-yard pickup. First and goal to go, Big Red. Snap down. The wind at his back. The kick sailing towards the uprights. And the kick is good. And Nebraska is on the board. 10-3. 14:09 left to go.
Martinez in the shotgun. Robinson in the backfield with him. Snap it back. Fake the handoff. Tater keeps it himself. Sheds the tackler. Martinez to the 10, to the 5. Lowers his shoulder. Fights. Drives. He's in the end zone again. Tanner Martinez showing some magical moves to find Pater. It's 34-3 Nebraska.
Makeup awaits a shotgun snap. Gets it. Looks. Getting rushed. Gets hit. Goes down. He's brought down by Deshaun Gomes.
who stops this Jayhawk drive with a sack back at the 41.
Snap back. Fake the handoff. Back to throw is Wheaton. Holding. Has time now being rushed. Gets hit. Goes down. He's sacked back near the 30-yard line by Jared Crick. His 13th career sack.
And that's going to end it. And Nebraska's time in the Big 12 Conference in the regular season comes to an end. And the Cornhuskers are headed to Arlington, Texas.
And good morning, everyone. It's now into the afternoon in Arlington, Texas. The Doug and Danny Show ready for Championship Saturday as the Huskers and Sooners get ready to battle tonight. And we are taking you up to pregame coverage from the Huskers Sports Network, which will get going just after 2 o'clock. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis from Arlington. It's an absolutely perfect day, and it's going to be a great night for football. We're glad you're along with us here on the program today. We're going to be catching up with Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We're going to be catching up with Steve Semple, the Eternal Star. We're going to be catching up with Brendan Stye, former Husker. Aaron Hartigan of Scout.com, national correspondent, going to join us as well. We've got the Osceola York crew here in the lobby at the Hilton Arlington. We've got some bozos from Kearney that are here. We've got a lot of folks from Lincoln. We even have some young Oklahoma Sooner fans, Tony. We've got some young Oklahoma Sooner fans. We'll like them after today, right?
Well, they just don't know better. They just don't know any better. Good to have you guys with us.
Glad to be with you on the Doug and Danny Show for the Big 12 Championship game, brought to you by Big O Tires. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just flat paying too much. A bold statement, but one that Big O stands behind. Stop by Big O Tires in Kearney or one of their two stores in Grand Island, and they'll set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed. Stop paying too much and get to Big O Tires today. They can get you in and out of there in less than an hour, folks, at Big O Tires. Tony, a lot has been going on since we were last on the program. We're going to be hearing from Bo Pelini. We're going to be hearing from Bob Stoops from yesterday's press conference, and we'll have some of the highlights of that for you on the program today. But right now, the line is set at Oklahoma by 4. The rumors, again, are abound out there that maybe Taylor Martinez is going to start this football game today. Let's jump right in. Where do you think this game is set right now? DeMarco Murray is going to play for Oklahoma. He's pretty good shape, it sounds like, according to Bob Stoops. And when asked about Taylor Martinez, Bo Pelini, very coy, but I think he's in the mix today.
I think there was a grin at least from Bo Pelini. Sean Callahan actually asked a question at yesterday's press conference how he practiced all week. Bo saying he moved around relatively well and maybe limited his reps a little bit. But other than that, I think he's going to be ready to play. And when you talk to other reporters around, people that are close to this deal, that are all staying at this hotel, I've asked two people, what do you think the health-wise, what do you think he is, 75, 80? And both of them said, I believe he's better than that, maybe 85 or 90. I think DeMarco Murray's probably in that same boat. I don't think DeMarco Murray, you get hit on the knee like he got hit. You don't bounce back after 1 week and become 100% healthy. I think you're looking at an 85, 90% DeMarco Murray. So maybe those two things balance each other out.
Ton of emails are waiting for us on this special Saturday show. I don't know. Maybe people got out of bed this morning and emailed us up. Regular show, we're going to 2 today, 888-455-ESPN if you'd like to join us, 888-455-3776. And, of course, the email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot going on in the world of sports as well. Nebraska volleyball advances onto the Sweet 16 with a straight set sweep last night. And Iowa State upset by Creighton in the opening round last night, Daddy, in 5 sets. Boy, Iowa State. After Nebraska beat them, it was right about that time, they went straight south, straight in the tank. We had Kelsey Peterson, the Kearney High graduate, on the program who plays for Iowa State, and I just don't know what happened. They lost in 5, Creighton making their first ever appearance in the NCAA tournament. That just doesn't happen.
No, and that's disappointing. A program that's came so far in the short time under Christy Johnson, the former Nebraska standout, and that's got to be disappointing. We obviously, when you're cheering for another team, you want the Big 12 to advance as far as possible. Maybe at least, except for Texas, I think everybody would cheer for the other teams in volleyball. But that's disappointing for them, and to end their season like that, certainly has got to be a bad, bad taste in the mouth.
Well, we're glad you're with us on the Doug and Daddy Show today as we are live from Arlington, Texas, side of tonight's championship game. Let's hear what the coach had to say yesterday about Taylor Martinez.
Taylor did well. You know, he was we limited his reps, you know, with him. Thought he did some good things. I liked what I saw.
Head Coach Bo Pelini, will hear more from the coaches here in just a little bit, but Tony Brendan Stye is going to join us here in our next break. After our first break, Steve Sippel. We've got college football today. The SEC and the ACC championships will be right here on ESPN Radio. And Oregon State, I still don't understand why game day is there, but that's where they are at for the Civil War out there. Your thoughts before we get too deep into the show. Oregon, Auburn, do they both win today?
I think they've got to. You know, Steve Spurrier, I think, pretty interesting coming out and saying that, you know, he wanted Cam Newton to play in this game. Would have been unfortunate. You leave him out of a championship game with this much on the line. If they're going to beat Auburn, they're going to have a great performance from Garcia as well. I just think Auburn's the most talented team, has been all year. They've proven that. And Oregon, they're simply overmatched. The Civil War is, they just got too many athletes for the Oregon State Beavers team. I think those two teams will advance, and then you're going to hear the Horned Frogs doing that little thing with their hands and hissing or whatever it is. You know, they're going to be the ones left out, and it's pretty unfortunate. Because I'll be honest with you, I think TCU is probably I think they're three touchdowns better than an Oregon team. I think they're three. I don't even think it's close.
Wow, you're crazy.
The Pac-10 sucks.
See, here's the deal. And there was discussion this morning on College Game Day about if Oregon loses, putting Stanford in the national championship game. That would be the most idiotic thing I've ever heard of. Oregon beat Stanford. There are some times that you can fix. I mean, you can take care of your own business here. Oregon beat Stanford. If Oregon loses today, you can't put Stanford in the national championship game. Are you insane?
And Kirk Herbstreit was one saying that, and he's usually
he forgot about Wisconsin. I think they talked about Wisconsin, and all of a sudden they're talking Wisconsin. Wisconsin deserves to be in there as much as Stanford does. And, again, the talk, though, is kind of rolling around. If South Carolina wins, can Auburn still stay in the national championship hunt?
That's a real question, and I don't see how that would – I would say right away, even in the SEC, even in the Big 12, I think you've got to run the table, and that's just the way it is in college football nowadays, especially when you've got other unbeaten teams out there. Yeah, you get one, if everybody's got one loss, but you can't leave TCU out if they're undefeated. With one loss SEC team, that seems ludicrous to me.
And I'll say something that most people won't agree with either. If you can put Wisconsin and Stanford in the national title discussion with one loss, you have to put Boise State in that discussion as well. They lost to a top 20 team on the road, and that's the same thing you can say about Wisconsin, and the same thing you can say about Stanford and their losses. Because I think Boise State is still better than TCU.
Now, some people would come back at you and say, "Well, it depends on the time of year you lost too."
Which is BS.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you what some people would come back and say.
Well, then you can't get. Then if Auburn loses today, you can't put them in the national championship.
Fair enough.
It just depends on which side of the argument that you were on.
Conference USA, Doug, by the way, just going to halftime, 50 seconds left in that one. Central Florida leads SMU 7-0. And in other action, 14-0.
West Virginia leading Rutgers.
That in the second quarter.
Big game there, and an upset last night in the game heard here on ESPN. Miami of Ohio over Northern Illinois, 26-21. That MAC championship seems to turn into the upset bowl more often than not. Hey, had a little technical difficulties there with Bo Pelini talking about Taylor Martinez. I want to play that again for the folks out there. What he said as he was asked about how Taylor practiced this week. Did he say anything? He liked what he saw. So I guess that means he practiced a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think if you're Husker fans are relying on Taylor Martinez as being an intricate part of your offense, then, I think it's good news that he was out there running around. If he said he hadn't practiced, that's when I think Husker fans should be worried.
We'll hear more from both the coaches, Bo Pelini and Bob Stoops. We're also going to talk with Brendan Stye and Steve Sippel in this next 45-minute block here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Arlington, home of the Big 12 championship game between the Huskers and Sooners tonight, brought to you by Big O Tires. And we're back with more right after this.
Yeah. There's no avoiding it. Winter is just around the corner. But Landon is here from Menards to tell us how to save money on energy bills with a handful of simple and cost-effective projects. Hey, Landon.
Hi.
So where do we begin?
Well, homes lose the most heat through windows and doors. If you can't replace old windows, a quick fix is to replace your weather stripping. You can also caulk around window and door moldings and apply expanding foam around pipes and wires that lead from outside into your house to help prevent air leakage. Also, check the insulation in your attic. If it looks sparse or badly settled, simply add more to bring the R value to at least R30.
What about programmable thermostats?
Those are great products. Setting your thermostat a few degrees lower at night and when you're away will translate into added energy savings.
And who doesn't want that, especially with heating costs getting higher each year?
That's right, and these projects are simple, and you can find all the products at Menards.
Well, thanks for all the great money-saving ideas, Landon. If you have any other questions, stop into your local Menards and talk with a friendly team member.
Menards can help you save money on your heating costs with great deals and a wide selection of energy-saving products. Save big on insulation in a variety of sizes and thicknesses. Great for insulating walls, attics, crawl spaces, and more. Seal out drafts around doors and windows with caulk and weather stripping. Plus, find great deals on programmable thermostats, window insulator kits, and more. Save money on your heating bills with big savings on energy-saving products at Menards. Dedicated to service and quality.
Save big money at Menards.
Was the night before bowl games, and all through the station, the hosts and producers were all in elation. The stockings were stuffed with some money for bets, in hopes that selections and point spreads were met. And what to my wondering eyes did appear but a big screen TV and some in-picture gear. And I heard them exclaim with some cheers and some moans, "Get some beer and pretzels before you go home."
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partly sunny conditions in our forecast this afternoon. Expect high temperatures in the low 30s with north winds at 5 to 10. And we'll have clouds tonight with a low near 15 degrees. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, 27.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now. Daddy, cause I'm on my way. I can feel my ring coming. It's the blood of a champion.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today as we are live from Arlington, Texas. Big 12 Championship game brought to you by Big O Tires. If you need new tires or auto service and are a little strapped for cash, stop by today and check out Big O's interest-free financing. You heard right, interest-free at Big O. The approval process, simple and fast. You get your tires or brakes taken care of today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest, no cost. Now, we do have our technical difficulties with the audio here figured out. Here's what Coach had to say about Taylor Martinez.
Taylor did well. You know, he was... You know, we limited his reps, at times, and thought he did some good things, and I liked what I saw.
And that's what head coach Bo Pelini had to say about Taylor Martinez. His overall thoughts on just getting back into the Big 12 championship game.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I'm proud of my football. I'm proud of our football team and how hard they've worked and, it's not easy. This is a great conference. There's a lot of tremendous competition, and to get ourselves here and to win the North, and I told our guys, you have to earn your way to get a chance to play for a championship, and we've done that. We understand that we're going to be playing a tremendous football team tomorrow night, a heck of a program that's well-coached. It'll be a great challenge for our team, and that's the way it should be. You know, if you got to win a championship, you have to play. You should have to play the best, and that's the case. And it should be a heck of a matchup, North versus South. And I'm looking forward to the challenge, as is our football team.
And Bob Stoops had his comments yesterday as well about getting ready for this championship game.
We're of course, as a team and program, really feel fortunate and excited to be in this position to compete for another Big 12 championship. We're proud to represent Oklahoma in the South Division and playing another great tradition and program in Nebraska. With such a history, win this game of competing for championships, these two programs, and I'm awful proud of Bo and his group of coaches. So many that I know that have had such an outstanding, short career there, and to be back in this game again. We recognize it as a big challenge, of course, but an exciting one, and one we're really looking forward to being out here tomorrow night in this stadium and competing for another Big 12 championship. So the team has had a great week of work, and we're really, they'll be busing down here shortly, get in the evening, and kind of our normal routine from here.
Oklahoma football coach Bob Stoops talking about being in tonight's Big 12 championship game.
Very relaxed. I think they're very, very comfortable being in this game. Of course, being in it seven times, probably just another day of business for Coach Stoops. 6-1 in these title games, by the way. Great, great record. Right now, we're going back to the phone lines. He's over in Fort Worth getting ready to do some broadcasting this afternoon on the Husker Sports Network. Brendan Stey joins us. Brendan, good morning. Thanks so much for giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
No problem. Hey, did you guys make that that special Dan Beebe conference? That press conference?
He was where? What? I thought he didn't make it yesterday because it was such a long flight across town.
Oh, there you go. Brendan, I thought he just set something up, for a private press conference, that's all.
I don't get the man. I don't get the man at all.
Brendan, how you guys doing?
Do you get the man? Do you understand Dan Beebe? What's your thoughts on Dan Beebe and the actions he's taken this football season?
Unexplainable. It's one of those unexplainable events that happens in our lifetime. That's one of them. Who knows? I'm ready. You guys ready for this game or what?
Yeah, we've been, this is the way it should end, Nebraska-Oklahoma. Brennan, when you played, I guess more was made out of the history. These kids don't really understand the history and tradition of this game. When you played, you guys understood it, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And being from Southern California, really didn't know anything about Nebraska except Nebraska-Oklahoma. And, of course, when I got to Nebraska, that was all the talk, the final game of the year, the tradition, the rivalry. It was definitely something that we always got up for. And, I think to this day, these guys have a certain type of understanding of it, but no, it's not anything near what it was when we were playing in the Big 8.
Brendan Stey joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting you ready for the Husker Sports Network coverage that starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, tonight's game, Oklahoma-Nebraska. Brendan, everybody's asking us here at the Hilton Arlington, who's starting at quarterback? What's the real story with Taylor Martinez? Give us your insight on what you're hearing.
Well, I'm hearing, he had a great week of practice, and certainly if he's close to 100%, he'll be playing. That's what we would expect. Going into the season, it was a competition to see who the best quarterback was, and that's Taylor Martinez. And he puts us in a great position offensively to do some great things. Now, if he doesn't start, coming into this game, we've got a lot of confidence in Cody Green and a lot of momentum as a team collectively. So, I feel real confident. I'm looking forward. Hopefully, Taylor Martinez has a chance to play because I know he can do some special things.
Brennan, if he doesn't start, that just flat out means he's not healthy enough to go, doesn't it?
I would think so. The ankle injuries, those high ankle injuries, those are always tough buggers to get over. But, if he has the ability to explode and move laterally on it, I'm sure he'll be out there.
Brendan, what do you think the comfort level of this team is from last year to this year entering this game?
Well, I think when you talk about comfort level, going into any game, I don't think you can be too comfortable. You always have to be kind of on the edge. But certainly from last year to this year, I think it was our main goal to get back to this position that we're in. And hopefully, these guys understand, the sheer ramifications of us winning out. I mean, it is huge. And I'm real positive that the coaches have got them ready. And as far as being comfortable, I know up to this point they've been playing well, so there has to be a comfort in that, but you can never get too comfortable. You always got to be on the edge.
Brendan Stey joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this special Saturday edition, getting ready for Nebraska and Oklahoma tonight. Brendan, all the talk, or most of the talk, is Nebraska's defense and, of course, whether the quarterback situation will have Taylor or somebody else. Take me into Rex Burkhead. Take me into Roy Helu. Take me into this offensive line and how they've had to do different things based on who's been taking the snaps.
Yeah, it's been an interesting season, kind of going back and forth with the different approaches on offense. But certainly, as an offensive lineman, I can tell you, whenever you're running the ball and you've got guys like Rex Burkhead and Roy Helu running behind you, it makes things that much better. And you know, it's a credit to really the talent we have on this team and how diverse we can be. And it's just a matter of putting guys in the right position to make plays. And you know, I think thus far, if you look at last year compared to this year, I mean, we're light years ahead. I mean, we have an identity. We can run the ball when we want to run the ball. We have enough talent to throw the ball. And I think we're comfortable in both approaches. If we have Cody Green in there, I think there's a game plan approach that works for him, and then of course Taylor Martinez. And if all else fails, Zach Lee, when he gets in there, he has the experience and the leadership and you know, the confidence to go out there and get the job done.
Brendan, when you look at the defensive side of the ball, has been awfully, awfully talented, especially when you look at the secondary. Obviously tonight they cannot let Landry Jones stand back there and pick them apart. The blitzes will be coming at him all night long, will they not?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, Carl and Bo have devised you know, a plan to create a lot of different pressures. But the key with defensive pressures is, you know, applying it when they're not expecting it. And of course, those front four guys have to have a great game. And I think they match up well with their offensive line. That offensive line is a group that's been working together all year long. They've only got one senior on the offensive line. They're not real physical. They're not going to blow you off the ball, but they've given Landry Jones adequate amount of time to throw the ball. Now, if you get Landry out of the pocket a little bit and put him in some ill-advised throwing situations, then it's going to provide some opportunities for our defensive backs and our linebackers.
Doug and Daddy Show here from Arlington as we're brought to you by Big O Tires for this Big 12 championship game. And Brendan Stein with us for another couple of minutes. Brendan, where do you see maybe Nebraska not matching up with Oklahoma? Where is Oklahoma's number one advantage in this football game?
Well, I think offensively, you know, they've got a lot of just some talented guys. And Broyles is really my main concern. He's a guy in open space. After he catches the ball, he has the ability to make plays with his legs. He's very elusive, and he's a smart football player. And anytime he gets a one-on-one situations, that's a tough matchup. Now, I like our, you know, obviously our corners are lockdown corners, but you know, everybody's susceptible to great talent. And what I'm looking forward to in this game is once again the Nebraska defense looking at this as a great opportunity to, you know, show everybody that they have the ability to make a very good offense look pretty mediocre.
Brendan Stein joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brendan, 100,000 people expected to be at this ball game tonight, perhaps the largest crowd in this Cowboys Stadium's early history, next to the Super Bowl, which will be coming up here. Can you believe there's going to be that many people for the last Big 12 championship game?
I think it's great. You know, it's just a testament to the following in the Big 12, Oklahoma and Nebraska fans, and how loyal they are, and what a great opportunity! Just a tremendous venue. I've never seen anything like it. We were there yesterday, and it's just it's an awe. You know, you walk in there, and you just cannot believe the sheer immense size of the place, and to get 100,000 people in that place with it rocking and rolling. Hopefully, both teams can come out and provide a very exciting game, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Brendan, before we let you get out of here, I mean, you don't just come down to Dallas and sit around. What'd you boys do last night?
You know, we were down here in Fort Worth. We went out. Actually, we had an alumni event over at a place called Lone Star and did the radio show. And then after that, went out and got something to eat and, you know, kind of enjoyed the nightlife a little bit, but got to bed early. Looking forward to a long day.
You got to keep Grindle under wraps. He's a party animal, all right?
Yeah, that's right.
Brendan, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and everybody will be tuning in to listen to all the pregame today and all the assessment and of course, all the postgame tonight, hopefully after a Husker victory. Have a great day.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
Brendan Stein, Husker Sports Network, of course, former Husker himself, doing some great things here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sure great to have him for the Big 12 championship game brought to you by Big O Tires. And when we come back, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star. Before we go to break, though, we've got some emails. Daddy, Grady and Carney says, if you fall into the hot tub, make sure you yell, don't flush it, because everything's bigger in Texas.
Fair enough, Grady. Thanks for the email.
There you go. We'll be back after this.
It's that time of year again. CPI is gearing up for this year's Expo and annual meeting on December 14th at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Make plans to attend the Expo and take advantage of the opportunities. Come listen to our special guest as he talks about the Cornhusker Cooperative Program. That's Tuesday, December 14th.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. Start your week with a happy heart and mind, and as you prepare for your week, you might consider tuning into KICS Radio 1550 AM. Every Sunday morning at 10:30, KICS presents First Presbyterian Church of Hastings Sunday Worship Service. Pastor Reverend Dr. William Nottage Tacey, along with all the members, invite you to share in God's love and teachings. Sunday mornings at 10:30 only on 1550 AM. First Presbyterian Church, proclaiming the love of Christ in the heart of Hastings.
Thank you for the pleasure of your friendship and goodwill during the past year. When you need us, we'll be there, Kearney Towing and Repair. Wishing you a wonderful holiday season and a new year full of happiness and posterity.
Family, friends, food, and festivity are only a few of the wonderful parts of this time of year. No matter where you are or who you're with, happy holidays from CHS Agri Service Center. Proud to be Agri.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team. UNK Lopers. The Blue and Gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
It's the opening weekend of the RMAC basketball season for UNK, and tonight they are at home against Mesa State. The women tip at 6, the men at 8. Mesa State at UNK. Men's and women's college basketball tonight at the Health and Sports Center.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lent. This is no small pilgrimage on which we've embarked. It is a struggle Jesus knew and shared. However, in bread and wine, water and word, he will uphold and sustain us. That's the theme this week at First Lutheran Church of Kearney. Hear the service at 8:30 Sunday morning on 1460 AM. This week, the broadcast is underwritten anonymously from a special lady for blessings received. Listen at 8:30 Sunday morning for First Lutheran Church on 1460 AM.
Sexy can, just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Big 12 Championship in Arlington, Texas, brought to you by Big O Tires. In addition to high-quality Big O brand tires, Big O carries a broad selection of competitively priced tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Dunlop, Yokohama, and others. Plus, if you have an unusual size or tire application, they can always get it for you with a special order. And at Big O, never a long wait. With their express lane service, they'll usually mount and balance your tires in 30 minutes or less. At Big O Tires, two locations in Grand Island, also in Kearney.
Right now, moving on, our Big 12 Championship coverage live from Hilton Arlington. We welcome into the program one of our favorite guests. You know, there's some people, you know, it's great to have them on. There's other people we get fired up to have on.
Listen, Stephen Daddy, M. buttering Simple. Me up.
Stephen M. Simple joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, live in person.
I thought, Sip, maybe you moved to number two after all the love you gave for McKeever last night. I was a little worried about that.
I think I dropped down a little bit. That's all right. I'll work my way back up.
All right.
I mean, although it's late in the season, I got to have a big night, I guess. You know, I'd prefer if you drop me down by down below McKeever in about October, I could have some time.
You do. Looks like losing late in the season.
Yeah,
college
here we are
football.
In December, and I got to battle back behind McKeever of all people.
Now, Sip, you and me have kind of one of our first things that we have really disagreed on is after that A&M game, you wrote a couple articles that were kind of tough on Coach Pelini and the way he behaved, and that's the way you feel, and that's the way you're supposed to write, and that's great, and I appreciate those. You thought it was just totally just kind of off the wall, and you can't do that.
I think he hurts his team when he does it. I don't think he's helping his team. He's trying to. I mean, I think his heart's in the right place, but I think inevitably it hurts because the refs get tired of it. So you're not getting any help from them, and it also, I don't think it's good for your team to have your coach losing control. I think any seasoned coach would tell you that you try to take the emotion out of it. In most cases, there he is. By the way, McKeever just walked by. See, that's my nemesis.
Well, a T-shirt that says "I love Daddy" on it. I don't know what that's got to do.
That's where I'm coming from. I think he hurts the team, and I don't think it's good for the image. I hear too many people of the university tell me that it's not necessarily good. And now, that said, I think Bo's done a great job with the program. I'm not saying that it's a deal breaker. I mean, it's one bad night. Bo's done an excellent job getting this program in short order to where it is now, which is has a very, very good chance to win a conference title.
I think, though, apparently on Sunday after that deal, obviously he had a meeting with Coach Osborne, obviously had a meeting with Mr. Perlman, comes out Monday, says pretty much the right things in my mind, got one several of the people that were down on him back on his side a little bit. I guess my deal is, if he had to be accountable for his actions, why nobody at the Big 12 office has to be accountable for them? Why the officials don't have to be accountable for the terrible officiating that was in the A&M game? There was he just didn't snap for no reason.
Everybody
saw it.
Here's why, Tony. You can't. I don't know if you're suggesting that the officials be available for the media after the game. Is that what you think? I'll tell you.
I thought you're going down a bad road. I thought it was so bad that they had to make a statement that, you know what, we made some bad judgment. Just a general statement.
I think any statement they make is not going to quell the anger of Nebraska fans. And in fact, some statements they make might just make the situation worse. So I don't think you're going to hear what you want to hear. You're not going to get what you want. Nobody's going to overturn the game, overturn the result. I think the official thing is a very tricky thing. I hear it suggested all the time. They're not accountable. They should be available to the media. No, because every loss would turn into people would point their fingers at the officials and find anything they did and say, that's why we lost. And then the officials would become the story every week. And we would and think about it. They would become household names. I don't want officials to be household names. I don't want to know. I don't want to know who Greg Burks is. I don't care.
Well, he's right next to Phil Lockett.
Right. It shouldn't be part of the game. They shouldn't have that prominent a spot in it. Nobody, I mean, it runs counter to everything that I believe in them.
See, I agree with Steve Sipple's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live at the Big 12 championship game in Arlington. Daddy, I agree with Sip. The one point that I will give some credence to with Daddy is, and I think this is where the real anger comes from, is that nothing came out. I mean, every other conference, if there's something blatantly wrong, they'll come out and say, in reviewing the tape of the game, we erred, the officials erred on this call. And it doesn't happen very often, but the Big 12 attitude, I think, is really what, in my opinion, you know, Dan, he doesn't want anything to do with us.
The Big 12 attitude isn't good. It's, you know, but what did you expect? I mean, I think going in, my expectations were that it was going to be a rocky road for Nebraska. They weren't going to get any favors from the Big 12. Anybody who's been through a transition like this in other conferences, I've talked to coaches in small leagues, big leagues that went through it, and they all say the same thing. They all were saying the same thing to me this summer. You just wait how bad it's going to be for Nebraska. They're not going to get any calls. In fact, it'll go against them. So I think Bo was probably ready for it. I'm sure that he was hearing the same types of things.
Before we move on and actually talk about football, is it just because they're not as good? I haven't heard anything about Colorado. I mean, they're also leaving the conference. Just nobody cares.
No profile. I mean, Nebraska's a high-profile outfit. They're competing for the league title, and Colorado's at the bottom of the North. It's just no offense to Colorado. They have a fine program, but the fact is they're not very relevant right now. Nebraska's pretty relevant, and then, of course, you have a pretty, you know, there's some controversy with the head coach to a certain degree in the way he acted on the sidelines. So,
Sip, we get an email here from Harold that says, ask Sipple what he thinks about BB's comments on the Cotton molestation.
On the what?
When Ben Cotton was
on the molestation. Well, Dan is either incredibly naive or is just having fun with the media. I can't tell which. Why he would say, does Dan Beebe really believe that fella for A&M was going for the ball? I think that's what the emailer is referring to. I can't believe he'd be that naive. So maybe he's just starting. I get the feeling in some ways Dan's just kind of making a mockery of the whole thing.
All right, let's get to the football game. You posted on the website that you're behind Taylor Martinez as far as thinking he's going to get the start tonight.
I'd bet my house on it. I got to get my wife's approval. but I would bet my house on it.
So what a lot of people think that drastically changes the, I don't know if outcome is the right word here, but it gives Nebraska a so much better chance to win today. If he's the Taylor Martinez that played against Washington, I agree.
I don't think
he is the Taylor Martinez that played against Washington for two factors. He should be better than when he played against there, but it all depends whether he is 100% healthy or not. What are you expecting tonight?
Well, it's hard to say. You're exactly right. What are we going to see? Are we going to see the Kansas Taylor Martinez? If that's the case, then you have to wonder if Cody might not be a better option. The Cody-Burkhead combination, which I like, I almost refer to it as a two-headed quarterback because you're getting both. Now, you might see that with Taylor, though. I think you might see Taylor split wide with Rex and the Wildcat, and I do like the idea of that. Now, if Taylor's close to 100, I think it definitely helps. I wonder, the thing that you wonder right away is this. Will they be able to get outside Nebraska on this defense? I don't know. This is a fast defense. I think you can run right at them. The story throughout the season in Norman is they couldn't stop anybody that ran right at them. So I think you try to run right at them. And maybe Taylor, you're starting Taylor. Oklahoma's mindful of his speed, and he almost becomes a decoy in some regards. And you're still running Rex and Roy right at him. So I don't know. I mean, how will he throw? That's the big thing to me. Because I think he's going to have to. Because I think Oklahoma will load that box up, and at some point, don't you think they're going to have to complete some passes?
Well, I just hope that the offense and the offensive coordinator doesn't try to outthink himself.
Except when you get the Cody Green question a lot.
Yeah.
Of course, he said all the right things all year. I really respect the quarterback for that. Against Colorado, has a darn good game. Now people come back at you and say, well, it was Colorado. Well, it didn't matter who it was.
I don't buy that. Hey,
just your overall thought. What does a game like Colorado do for that kid's confidence as you move forward?
They're in a tough situation at quarterback because I think it did a lot for his confidence. And now what? He's not the quarterback, and I'm sure that's a little frustrating for him. It would be frustrating for any competitor, but Cody has handled it very well to this point. We'll see how it goes going forward. But I thought that managing that quarterback situation would be the key to the season, or one of the top two or three, and they've done a good job with it to this point. They've managed a very difficult situation. The coaches I'm talking about have managed it very well. That's not going to end, though. I mean, it's not over. You still have to manage it. Now you have to probably make sure Cody's happy, and we'll see how that goes. There's Brian Rosenthal, by the way.
Yeah, another celebrity walking around. You know, Sip, I guess that last week everybody was looking who's going to emerge for and take the place of Niles Paul and step up and make a play. Joe Brockmeyer is one of those players that saw his first action of the year, 3 catches, 34 yards, moved the chains.
First action in a game in 8 years.
Well, yeah.
Pretty good.
How about that?
That is amazing. How do you catch the ball? Being on Memorial Stadium's turf, that was amazing that he comes down with the first one and then rolls on. Is he the player that Nebraska will throw to again? Will he be in the
– Oh, he's among those guys. You know, there's not too many of them, Brockmeyer and – Mike McNeil and Brandon Kinney.
Don't we got 14 receivers on this roster? Where are they at?
Yeah, you're not seeing a lot of them. I think they'll stick with the principals, the guys that you've seen all year, and somebody's going to really have to step up. I really believe that Niles Paul injury hurt you. I mean, he's probably the fastest player on the team. Right now he's the fastest if Taylor's not at 100%. So that's big. That's big in this thing because speed – Oklahoma has plenty of speed. They're not a great defense, though, but they're fast. They're a fast defense.
Sip, you guys are going to be busy most of the day.
I'm about ready to take a nap.
Well,
I'm not that busy.
Well, you're gonna get rested up for those last 3 hours. Folks love to listen to the game on the radio. They also like to get on thejournalstar.com and see what you guys are up to. What's going on later today before the game for you guys?
Oh, man, I think Brian Christofferson and I, we do a little live pregame interview via the web That's about an hour before, but mostly just the normal blogs and stuff on HuskerExtra.com, that type of stuff.
A lot of makeup for that deal?
You think I need makeup? Look at me.
Shine you up, brother. Shine you up. All right, how's it go tonight?
Paul Newman.
How's it go tonight?
I fancy myself Paul Newman.
Great salad dressing, by the way, brother.
Thank you.
Let's get you out of here with your prediction.
Well, I like Nebraska a lot because I think they're better up front on both sides. I like them. I just think they're better in the trenches on both sides of the line, and if that's the case, I feel very confident in any team where you can say that. So I like them about 24-17. I think it will be obviously a difficult game, but I think they'll be just – their defense is playing really well. I mean really well. And that's the one thing I'm always amazed by people that aren't confident. You look at how well they're playing on that side of the ball, and they feel very confident. I think the bottom line is this. I think they'll get three picks. If they get three, I think they'll be really good.
Man,
in good shape.
They get three.
I want your disclaimer. People that read message boards, slow down on the message boards, right? All the information out there and the rumors and stuff, just relax a little bit. Is that what you'd say?
Oh, yeah, to a degree. I mean, some of the, you know, about the time you say that, then some of that stuff pops up to be true. But I think you always got to take it. Anything with a grain of salt these days. Even in the, you know, what we call the quote-unquote real media anymore, you really got to watch it. It's gotten pretty loose, and there's a kind of a thin line between, you know, the message board world and the what we call the real media. The line's gotten blurrier and blurrier in the last 5 or 6 years.
How great's the atmosphere going to be tonight?
Oh, man. It'll be incredible. I thought it was really, really good last year, and I think it'll be similar this year. The thing I always remember is how strong Nebraska took the field last year. I mean, they took the field with a hard edge. I think most people figured Texas win that game easy, but when they roared out of the tunnel, I thought, "Ooh, this might be a little tougher on Texas than we think."
And it was.
And I think Bo, they've been pointing to this for so long. You know, Bo, he thrives in this thing. Trust me, they'll be ready to play.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, as always, buddy. Thanks for your time, and enjoy the game. Have a great holiday December season there, bro.
Oh, thank you.
I want to be the first one to throw that out to our buddy
Sipple. God bless America. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, Sipple does our Husker Lunches along with Sean Callahan. He was supposed to do this week's Husker Lunch, but you're going to Seattle.
Got to go to Seattle to write columns about volleyball. That'll be interesting.
That's a round thing. They have to get over the net like Daddy did. Sip, take care, buddy. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big 12 Media Days here in Arlington, Texas. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Holiday, oh, holiday. Want to make the holidays even happier? Treat yourself to the ultimate gift from Honda. Right now is the perfect time to lease the Honda vehicle on your wish list. Come in today and see why Honda has the highest loyalty of any automotive brand. Or go to shophonda.com to build and price the present you really want now during Happy Honda Days.
Loyalty based on MY09 Polk statistics as of January 2010. Honda had the greatest percentage of households return to another new Honda vehicle.
Do you owe back taxes, being audited? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problems today. Call 1-866-694-4020 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Call Taxmasters right now at 866-694-4020 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Help! Can you hear me?
Advertising isn't easy.
Hey, over here!
Everyone could use a little help.
A little help?
But really, where do you start? It seems like today, we're flooded with choices.
A great message, along with frequency, can make that easier.
A message that can stretch your advertising dollar further than ever before. A message and a plan that will have your customers, new customers, responding to you.
Hey, I've been looking for you!
Yes. We're here to help.
I'm over here.
We can help you with your strategy. We can help you with your message. We can help your business grow.
And it all starts with just 40 minutes of your time.
Platte River Radio will be conducting free 40-minute marketing presentations starting December 6th through December 8th. Learn how to develop the brand awareness your business needs to drive higher sales. Just by attending, you'll be given several free gifts as well as being registered to win a 32-inch color TV. Call today to reserve your seat. Call 800-237-5577, 800-237-5577.
Saturday, it's the SEC Championship game between the West champion Auburn Tigers and the East champ South Carolina Gamecocks. Hi, I'm John Todges of Westwood One. Join Terry Donahue and me from the Georgia Dome for all the action. Earlier this season, Auburn had to rally for a victory over South Carolina. Can the Gamecocks get revenge, or will the Tigers clinch an automatic BCS berth? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Auburn, South Carolina, followed by Virginia Tech, Florida State, Saturday on ESPN Radio.
We'll see partly sunny conditions in our forecast this afternoon. Expect high temperatures in the low 30s with north winds at 5 to 10. And we'll have clouds tonight with a low near 15 degrees. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Sam Denisty. Right now, 27. Ballin' like a big shot.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all our guests are taken care of by the fine folks at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and near the Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, where they have the huge indoor playground for the kids. Try their original chicken sandwich. Right now, you buy one, you get one free, and there's no limit. Or the Chicken Club with bacon and tomato on it. Can't beat it, folks. Buy one, get one free at Burger King, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Douglas, I'm not sure I've ever heard of this. We were just informed during that last break that September's Lounge in our media hotel sold every bottle of beer they had in the place last night. Every bottle, every kind is gone.
Is that why they didn't open early today?
I'm not sure. You know, you usually got the stock, the supply of something, but everything was gone.
I just don't think they don't quite get it. The Humperdinck's, which was the big Nebraska bar, kind of lukewarm beverages last night. And that would come through just trying to get anything into a cooler. I mean, it was packed. Paul and Joyce were there. Good times had by all. But, I mean, Husker Nation is everywhere here for the Big 12 championship game tonight.
Yeah, Husker Nation well represented. You know what? Oklahoma, of course, being only 3 hours away, a lot of those people expected to drive down today. But when you went out to places, it was Husker Red all over this area. And it didn't matter if you were eating supper, if you were going to bars, if you were just in the hotel lobby. It was droves of Husker Red.
College football is going on this Saturday. And coming up, we've got the big championship game in the SEC between Auburn and South Carolina. Let's take a look at what's going on at this time. West Virginia got out to a quick start, but now they've been holding on to a lead. It's 14-7 West Virginia over Rutgers. That ball game, 12-20 to go in the third quarter. Again, not a whole lot of games going on today, Daddy.
Now that Conference USA championship, now 9:45 remains in the third. Central Florida is taking a 10-0 lead over the Mustangs of Southern Methodist. That'd be SMU.
In a championship? Are you sure?
Conference USA championship.
Pittsburgh is leading Cincinnati 21-10. That ball game, 12.5 to go in the third quarter. Those are your early games still to come today. Nevada takes on Louisiana Tech. Ninth-ranked Boise State tries to bounce back against Utah State. Oregon and Oregon State go this afternoon at 2:30. Kickoff at 3 for Auburn and South Carolina. Florida State and Virginia Tech tonight at 6:45. We'll have that ACC championship game for you as well. Tonight, Connecticut and South Florida will be battling at 7 o'clock. Connecticut wins, then they will win the Big East, and they will get a BCS championship game. That's fake sweat by some of the people that have been working out here. That's all I'm saying. Terry Douglas has just invented fake sweat. That's a good spritzer you got going there, brother. I love that. I love the spritzer he's got going on there. More from Bo Pelini, more from Bob Stoops here in just a second on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram is going to join us just after the top of the hour, give his thoughts not only on the game but as well as what's been going on with the way Nebraska is being perceived here over the last month. A lot of that having to do with Bo Pelini's actions and what's been going on with the fans to Dan Beebe and things like that.
Yeah, I think, that if you're on the peripheral edges of this thing, I think you're a little bit down on Nebraska. If you're a casual football fan that saw, people say that about Mike Stoops at Arizona. That catches your eye when you see somebody doing the old finger poke in the chest to Taylor Martinez, your star quarterback. You want to know what's going on. You say, why is he behaving like that? I think Nebraska fans maybe understand it a little bit better. And you know what? For the death threats and things, you know, from what we're hearing, they're not even investigating those any further.
Well, it's official. It's not what we're hearing. It's official that they're not investigating any of that.
Maybe they weren't that serious. I don't know. I think maybe Mike makes, you know, he follows it close too down here, talks to a lot of people. It's just his point of view.
We are back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Big O Tire. You may not know, but Big O Tires is the largest chain of independent tire stores in America. They have almost 600 locations across the U.S. and Canada. Their warranties are honored at all locations. Since 1962, Big O has been offering high-quality products and outstanding service for almost 50 years. Their store is locally owned and operated and deeply committed to earning and keeping your business. Someone will be right with you when you go to Big O Tires. Kearney, two locations in Grand Island. Here at the Big 12 Championship, on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, Nebraska, Oklahoma. Getting busy tonight. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Wayne in Kearney says, "Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the Big D. I will miss the Sooners and the class rivalry. One of my favorite memories of the series happened off the field when I held a 77th birthday party for Bob Devaney in 91. Had Barry Switzer come up and surprise him with the birthday cake. Too many lines to repeat here between the two, but a great night. Now it is the Bo and Barry show. But the memories of Bob, Tom, and Barry show were great. Have a great time. Go Big Red." Bo and Bob, of course, is what he means. Bob, Tom, and Barry were great. Wayne and Kearney, thanks for the email.
Everybody's got so many memories, and it was interesting the other night when we found out Nebraska was going to play Oklahoma. I was going around talking to some people that were older than us, Doug, you know, and everybody remembers basically where they were at. If you're over 6 or 8 years old, you remember where you were at that game of the century. And we go around the room, and one of our buddies that was out eating with his wife, I ran into him, Coach Archer. I said, "Where did you watch the game of the century at?" And he said, "I was there." He was 11 years old. Brad Archer was actually in Oklahoma at the game. Grew up, I believe, in Lincoln, and one of his friends' brothers played on the team. He went down with their family, and they took in the game. So that was interesting when we were going around, people talking about where they were at the game of the century and what great memories they had of it.
What about Bob and Bo, friends off the field? What about them playing against each other? Coach Stoops commented yesterday about what it's like playing against Bo.
It's really kind of ironic to be in the OU Nebraska, you know, one of the last times that, you know, we're playing here for a championship, and for, as I said to him, and as my brother Ron and another great friend Jerry are here that also are close with Bo, that I said it's not bad for a couple of poor kids from the South Side. Here we are playing for the Big 12 championship with Oklahoma and Nebraska. So it's, to quote one of our late buddies. So anyway, it's really pretty neat. And the good part of it when you're in a game like this is that one of you has to win. So somebody's going to have a chance for, going to have a championship. So that part of it when you're playing in a championship game is good.
Bob Stoops, head football coach at the University of Oklahoma, also asked about if he will miss playing the University of Nebraska on a regular basis.
Well, you take a little extra time and work on some of the stuff that you've seen from Cody Green and Zach Lee. And
whoops, wrong quote. Ronco, we'll get to that here in just a minute. Let me double check. There we go. Here's what the coach had to say about playing Nebraska.
Yes and no. Again, sure, you've missed the tradition, the rivalry of it all, but also, you know, the other part of that is they're always a good football team, and it's you know, so that part of it may lighten your schedule a little bit, but, you know, we'll make up for it by going to Florida State next year and a few other, you know, ones in the future, but. And it is exciting. I know Coach Osborne and Joe Castiglione are talking about some future meetings, which hopefully will be worked out.
Tony, that has to be a little weird, no matter what. If you want to win and you want your buddy to win, and it's different. There's not near the animosity, I wouldn't think, and maybe not near the fierceness. Sipple was talking a minute ago about how they came out against Texas. Well, there's no connection to Texas. See, there is connection between Oklahoma and Nebraska.
Yeah, and I think immediately, though, and Bo Pelini said this yesterday, once that ball is kicked off, there's no correlation who's on the opposite side. You want to battle for your team. You want to fight for your team to win this championship. But other than that, I think it's, yes, very awkward, I think, would be the word when you're approaching this game and when you're looking at the coaching staff from the other side, which you've been a part, and you've got to know each other's the way people think and the way they coach things up. You know that. You've been a part of it.
Coach Pelini was asked about the historical aspect of this all coming to an end between Nebraska and Oklahoma.
I have not addressed that much with our team. Our team's well aware of everything that's that kind of goes with the rivalry. It's a tremendous rivalry that's been going on between OU and Nebraska for a long time, and just because of the tremendous tradition with the two institutions. And as far as it being the last Big 12 championship game, I think that it's probably the last one, maybe for a year or two, but I don't think that this will be the last Big 12 championship. It just so happens that, you know, I think that the conference will keep thriving. It'll probably add, who knows what's going to happen, but I don't think if for the foreseeable future that I wouldn't be surprised if you see a Big 12 championship come back around here pretty quick. And our players, they're not worried about all those things. We talk about as a football program, control what you can control, and that's tomorrow night. And we're playing. Every time we take the field knowing that we're not only playing for each other, we're playing for the whole university. It's alumni, the former players, and everybody who built up the tremendous Nebraska tradition over a long time. And I think if you ask the OU people, they'd be saying the same thing.
Nebraska coach Bo Pelini talking about the tradition and getting ready for this. And also, weirdly enough, trying to throw some love towards the Big 12 yesterday.
Yeah, I think he went out of his way to spin that in a positive manner and maybe win back some of those people that were looking at him in a different light. I thought that was a nice touch that he added.
Coach Pelini was asked what he's going to miss most about the Big 12, if anything at all.
Yeah, I'm going to miss a lot about the Big 12. I haven't. You're talking about somebody here who hasn't been in the conference for a long time. But obviously there's things you're going to miss. I mean, it's the tremendous rivalries. I have a lot of friends in the conference. They're good people. And I think that, people want to make certain things out as to why Nebraska left the conference. I think it goes well beyond sports or I'm not exactly, there are a lot of things that play into decisions like that. Long-term interests of universities, of research, so many different things. And me as a football coach, I'll miss it. I think highly of it. I think highly of the people I've come in contact with in my time in the Big 12. But there's, like I said, there's some things you can control, and that's not one of them for my, as a football coach. And I've enjoyed my time in the Big 12. I have a tremendous respect for the people and the conference as a whole, and that won't change, regardless of where we're going or what happens in the future.
Bo Pelini, and as some people said in the paper today, said all that with a straight face.
Yeah, my favorite word in that whole deal was research. He came up with research. you say academic, you say all you want. The research dollars, I guess, I've heard that are going to be pouring in. Maybe, perhaps, I don't know much about it.
We'll hear more from Coach Bo Pelini and from Coach Bob Stoops as Nebraska and Oklahoma get ready to do battle tonight in the Big 12 championship game. It's finally here. Huskers, Sooners, I think one thing we can say for certainty, guaranteed to be the last time these teams meet for a decade, for 10 years, unless somehow they come across each other in a bowl game. But this will be the last time for 10 years at least.
I'll go back to part of what Bo Pelini said for a minute. He says, our team understands. No, you know what? He can say that, and it's good. If he said my team doesn't understand, he'd get 8 more questions behind it. I don't think these kids have a clue. I would think it would be awesome to come out sometime tonight, throw that bounce pass out to the receiver, and get one down the field. I think it would be something fun to go back to one of those old plays that worked against Oklahoma and make it work tonight. That would help you have these kids understand some tradition.
Quarterback throwback,
something.
Stunts to crouch.
There you go. That might be the memory that these kids remember.
Of all those three quarterbacks in Birkhead, who should throw to who?
Joe Brockmeyer should throw it.
Brockmire to Martinez.
Brockmire to Martinez.
Oh, my. The Doug and Danny Show live from the Big 12 Championship, brought to you in part by our friends at Complete Nutrition, where they have specially designed protein powders to get results as you get into this holiday season and get out of the holiday season. Maybe it's time to get in shape. Never too early to start thinking about those New Year resolutions, whether it's the V-Core, the Titan, or the Goliath. They will get it done for you. And, again, the question is out there. I don't know which one's good for me. Well, that's why the boys up at Complete Nutrition are trained professionals to let you know. See one of them. Their mission, help you get better, look better, feel better, perform better every day. Complete Nutrition, located north of San Martin and Kearney, or online, CompleteNutrition.com. CompleteNutrition.com, and a new store opening up very soon in Grand Island. When we come back, Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram is going to join us. More from Coach Pelini, more from Coach Stoops, and fire off an email. It's a special Doug and Daddy show here for the Big 12 Championship in Arlington, Texas. Love to hear from you on the Doug and Daddy show today. Again, the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back with Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, next.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.